Blackstone Audio presents A Kind of Freedom, a novel by Margaret Wilkerson Sexton. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly, Bonnie Turpin, and Adenrele Ojo.
For my mother, who also cheered. Still running with bare feet, I ain't got nothing but my soul. Freedom is the ultimate goal. Life and death is small on the whole in many ways. I'm awfully bitter these days, 'cause the only parents God gave me, they were slaves, and it crippled me. Talib Kweli, Four Women. They were the children of once upon a time slaves, born into a kind of freedom, but they had traveled down through the wombs with what all their kind had been born with, the knowledge that God had promised next week to everyone but themselves. Edward P. Jones, All Aunt Hagar's Children. Evelyn. Winter, 1944. Later, Evelyn would look back and remember that she wasn't the one who noticed Renard first. No, it was her sister Ruby who caught the too short right hem of his suit pants in her side view. Ruby was thicker than Evelyn, not fat by a long shot, but thick in a way that prevented her from ever feeling comfortable eating. Her favorite food was red beans and rice, and Monday was hard on her. Their mother would boil a big pot and feel relieved, 2 pounds plenty to feed the family for at least 3 days. But Ruby felt taunted by the surplus.